train's the centre of his life. His junctions and his signal box took precedence over his wife. He strokes the tiny rails and took care of the little station. Rarely saw his family and knew nothing of the state of the nation. In his tiny railway room he spent most of the day. And Betty, his wife, with a promise of bed, could not drag him away. Oh no, Albert Parker, your future's getting very much darker. Oh no, Albert Parker, your future's getting very much darker. The Albert Parker line rattled on, night and day and night. Obsessed and staring in his dream, he never saw the sunlight. This went on until one day his wife could stand no more. She grabbed the old garden hammer and broke in through the door. Oh no, Albert Parker, your future's getting very much darker. Oh no, Albert Parker, your future's getting very much darker. Ba 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 ba. She smashed his little junctions, his gradients and his trains. She smashed every single piece into bent and twisted remains. Now Betty stood cracked and shaking and driven completely insane. Albert was still slowly sobbing as a hammer demolished his brain. Oh no, Albert Parker, your future's getting very much darker. Oh no, Albert Parker, your future's getting very much darker. Oh no, Albert Parker. Oh no, Albert Parker. Oh no, Albert Parker. Oh no, Albert Parker's gone.
Goodbye. So long.